News Talk 1620 WTAW. In less than 2 weeks, a Facebook post to provide caps and gowns for veterans graduating Texas A&M who could not afford them went viral. And had an opportunity to visit with Karen Allen at A&M's Veteran Resource and Support Center, who made that post and what has happened since then to help out those vets participate in graduation ceremonies, not only for this semester, but for graduations to come.
Well, it began because I noticed that some of our veterans were not participating in graduation, and I began to wonder why. I thought maybe it was just they didn't want to. But when I realized it was the cost of the cap and gown and the announcements and all the other things that come with graduation, and 49% of our veterans here on campus are married or and have children, their children are always going to come first when it comes down to spending money like $75 for the cap and gown. So I gathered a few up and loaned them out a little by little, and then it occurred to me maybe if I did this and asked friends to donate back some of their caps and gowns that they didn't need anymore, I could loan out more. So I posted it on Facebook, and as an afterthought, I said, or if you'd like to buy a set and drop them off, that would be great too. And it went viral. So many people, I think it struck a chord with them that this is something that we want veterans to finish. We want them to have the whole experience, and this is the final piece of it.
Any sort of idea of how many vets might not have been participating in commencement?
I wish I could tell you that, but I think because the way many of our veterans are, they're not going to tell me. That's the reason why there's always something else, or they just don't speak of it at all. What I have found is veterans often, they'll let you know if there is an absolute need, but if it's a want, you won't hear about it. If it's a need, you might. But if it's something like this, I probably won't know for sure unless I just press them on it. I will tell you that since I let it be known that I could loan some caps and gowns, I had more requests for them than I had gowns, which is what prompted me to do this. So I would have 4 or 5 just ask outright, does anybody have a gown that they could loan? So I know that we were missing at least 5 to 10, I would say between 5 to 10 each time we had a graduation ceremony that didn't. And maybe 3 or 4 of those would ask to borrow something, and the others probably never said a word because they didn't participate. So I don't have a way of confirming that for you. That's more anecdotal than it is actual hard facts. But when the word was out that we're going to start this cap and gown locker, they all were excited. In fact, the Colonel Smith, who runs our Veterans Resource and Support Center here, had the thought that when they pick up their cord, their red, white, and blue cord, which denotes that they are a veteran and they wear it at graduation, he thought it would be a nice gesture if we just loaned a cap and gown to every veteran that came through. And that's kind of where the idea of having a cap and gown for every graduating veteran came from. And since so many people were wanting to participate, we actually looks like we're going to have funds to do that. So it really grew more than just giving to the few who didn't, to absolutely taking care of every veteran. So whether in their master's program, if they're in the Health Science Center, or if they're an undergraduate, we want them to have what they need to cross the stage and participate. And this community is so generous that it looks like we may be able to do that. So we're pretty excited.
Continuing my visit with Karen Allen at Texas A&M's Veteran Resource and Support Center, offering the opportunity for you to make a monetary donation or donate no longer needed Texas A&M graduation gowns to help veterans participate in upcoming graduation ceremonies. Well, while you may be close to meeting your goal for this year, there's always going to be a need, and I'm sure you're not going to shy away from accepting donations even this year.
Not at all. Not at all. In fact, what happened is once we started talking about it, Dallas Shipp called and got in touch with me, and Jesse Montelongo at Montelongo's Fine Jewelry, they partnered, and Montelongo's has agreed to match any funds that are given in the next week and pledge to us. Brazos Valley Cares is going to be, they are now our sponsor, and they are going to be the ones that will allow, we have an online giving through them. So brazosvalleycares.org. And if you go there and you'll see a donation button, you can click on it and donate through them. You can write a check and have it sent. It can be dropped off here at Coldis in room 112 at the Veterans Resource and Support Center. Or if anybody has a cap and gown that is still, you know, that has the proper markings of the maroon with the A&M on it, we would be very happy to take a physical donation. What we did talk to our cap and gown distributors about is that we will keep the gowns, but we would like our veterans to be able to keep their cap and their tassel. So the donations will help us keep them pressed, keep them stored, and also buy new hats and or caps and tassels. So any monies that we don't need to buy the cap and gown set this particular time will go to always replenishing, replacing, keeping clean, and keeping them available. So yes, sir, anyone that wants to participate, we would love to have you participate in this. It's kind of a community effort.
And then how do you get the word out to the vets that caps and gowns are available, particularly for those who are deciding that they don't have the funds to get that, but they're not going to tell you about it?
Well, the Veterans Resource Support Center contacts every veteran to let them know that they that their cord is available to them, and we have a cord ceremony at the end of the year, typically the week before graduation. And when they come to pick up their cords, we give them a coin that they give to a person who's meant a lot to them on this campus and their cord. What the colonel has agreed to do is for all future graduation ceremonies, when we send that cord, we will also let them know that a cap and gown is available for them to borrow for the event, so that they don't, and we'll let them know in advance enough that when they apply for the graduation, they know that they don't have to purchase one, that we will have one available to them. Even my student worker out there right now who is 6'5", I have a gown that's tall enough for him, long enough for him. So we have a Marine here that's going through school, and she is 5'1", and I have one for her. So we just want them all to know that there's something there for them, and we will do it through our correspondence, through the Veterans Resource and Support Center. They've been very gracious to partner with us on them. So they will be receiving information throughout their final semester here to let them know.
Anything else that I've missed that we need to share with those who want to make a contribution or those who are in line to receive the contribution?
Well, we are, if they can't find us, go to Brazos Valley Cares on Facebook, and there is a link that will take you directly to the online giving. If they have any questions or anything like that, they can, the contact information is there for them to call either Dallas Ship or myself. They can drop in and drop a check off to Montelongo's, on University. They're welcome to go in there. They're very, very aware of what's going on and have been really crucial in helping get all of this thing off the ground. I mean, last week it was just simply an idea that I had, and by Friday it was coming to fruition. And then we had a wonderful, wonderful talk with a donor who has donated here to the university on behalf of the veterans, and we've already received some very, very nice contributions. So we have a goal. But we'd like to keep that locker, we'd like to keep enough money in the account so that that locker will always be taken care of. I even kind of joked and said, and even when I retire, I promise I will take care of the locker, and I will, if I have to keep them upstairs in my loft, I will keep the locker going until I'm no longer available to do that or not here. So, you know, no longer going to be with my veterans. And that's, I'm going to be pretty old before that happens, because I don't plan on letting go of them anytime soon. So we plan on having this locker as long as we can. And of course, the gowns don't stay in style always. At some point, they may change the style of the graduation gown, and we would have to have funds in order to replenish. So we need all the contributions and all the generosity that this community is known for.
Again, thanks to Karen Allen at Texas A&M's Veteran Resource and Support Center for the information. The monetary donations can be made online at BrazosValleyCares.org. If you'd like to donate gowns, you can drop them off in the Veteran Resource and Support Center office. It's in the A&M Coldis building. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.